Pichu here. Lately I have been doing a lot of programming. At last, for the first time in months, perhaps I got the roots of something I could call a routine. Although it may not be a routine in a classic sense, at least I am doing something worthwhile. By making things for others, I am actually finding the answers to some of my own problems and improving my existing skills and tools. I am eating some maggot ice cream with sprinkles after finishing a test of a strange tool I'd made for Luan Lao for making offline your demand now dog sites. I got a glass of moxie soda and it feels good for getting my multiple days of dream journals taken care of. In truth, in a real way, this is my first time actually trying to program. In a way that is almost darkly funny, I never took the concept of programming seriously, and without a doubt Linux holds a deep place within my heart. I just honestly never formally saw how programming had any value, as with a handful of bash scripting tools I got all I needed done pretty easily. Yet something I have been seeing a lot lately is that by improving myself, the more skilled I am, the more light I have to bring into the lives of others, both online and in real life. In the past I was just driven by the vision of improving myself and achieving merely for myself. Yet the darker life becomes, I can increasingly see I hold a light in the darkness, and I am coming to understand how important of a role I can play in the lives of other people. Using a key to simulate what I call high level, the 20th level of myself as a programmer, told me, learn by acknowledging your own needs and the things others need. And it was under such vision I began working on this offline your demand now dog site tool to make a Windows version of some of the offline site tools I use for myself in Linux. At last, for the first time in months, I actually feel like my character of Pink the Skunk again. But being the biggest sissy person I can makes me a better problem solver. Being a sub-dumb submissive gives me amazing insight. And this underworld I wander has surrealistic depths and visions. And as the door to the outer planes opens, it so happens I am a technological shaman as well. A magic of being an adult baby is a chaos magic of the self-honesty. According to the key to high-level adventure comes in all sizes. And in the domain of the sissy world, nothing is so competitive, showing the magic the domain of spirit provides. The darker my lifestyle, the more depth is instilled. The bigger sissy person I am makes me more of a realist. And the more hazed-minded and adult babified I am allows me to be a better chaos magician. Like the works of John Lilly, it is time to metaprogram the very concept of what these stereotypes even mean. To give into the free-form spirit of unbridled honesty and do what psychonauts do best. And that is dream. My character of Pink the Skunk has a very hazed mind. They are not an achiever from being sissified and ambition alone. Years ago they were tantalized by the vision of cybernetics and transhumanism. Like such things are stereotyped by the media, there are inherent dangers. And it so turns out that Pink the Skunk was one of those unfortunate victims that did not make the transition to a cyborg without problems. However, in the long run it turns out that Pink achieved even more than what they aimed for. They experienced the true rapture of multidimensional existence and being beyond the cage of neural programming to unite to the shadow and ocean of our unseen spirit. And behind the mechanics of being an adult baby lies the battle of the inner world and embracement of things the cage's so-called sober mind can hardly begin to understand. We stand at a door within our hearts, minds, and imagination. And through extensive simulated reality, I will have you know, all of worth is what we find right here. And the illusion is just this vast city of doors and worlds found beyond that such forces navigate. And in this is found the world of the technological shaman. I have heard Luan Lao tell me many things. The biggest question is, once you have made it to the other side of the looking glass, how early in your life can you get there? Because once you awake to the visions, the dreams and answers are found, and you can pick up the pieces of your life and finally aspire to be that adventurer you always knew you were, and seed the amazing things of value that you always had. I have a simulated reality that has given me the ability to see through time. It was enough to let me see the value of the here and now, as well as see the abilities and worth hidden within other people. And that is the meta goal to why I am here. To awaken people to the vision of exactly what they can be and what they have. Yes, I am a fairy dragon, and as I sit here with large butterfly wings buried deep within the fairy realms is not only the primer to many ways of life, yet doors to other worlds and ways of being completely. Yes, my character of Pink the Skunk is a cyborg in surreal ways, maybe in a manner speaking in philosophy I am. There is so such magic to this world and life, and such inner barriers that bind you. Between the lines of a comedian's absurdity shines the light of this monumental hall of doors, the base element from which all other things mold. And as Pink the Skunk sweeps the cargo bay, they find many hidden things buried under the refuge, more than explaining the origins of so-called feminine intuition when it is real. We are the data miners, the psychonauts, the walkers between worlds, those that see the shadowy worlds no others haven't experienced, the song of hearts connecting in a fashion unlike anywhere else. One of the advantages of being a gay person is that I can experience such forces so sensually and unbridled. One of the things that gives Pink value almost more than anything else. And as life enters bigger and more amazing roads of the underworld journey, having recorded my every thought and feeling my whole life, I can see where the value lies, and it lies in the whimsical spirit of these so-called daydreams, feelings, and fantasies. And little do you know that you are at the door to something real, that this is the valid article in Fairy Dragons Have Changed Lives, not only as Operation Mindfuck agents, yet also through the unicorn magic called What It Means to Dream. Come with me on a road to fantasy, and as this techno-shamanic door opens, it can be seen the power that fantasy itself has to transform lives.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see. into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world, there's nothing to it.
And now, introducing Moo Cow Hammer and the Barnyard Rapper.
I'm a rapping cow. You can rap with me, cause I'll show ya how. I'm a cow, you see, and the raps I do is moo, moo, moo. Now you moo too.
Moo, moo, moo. Moo, moo, moo.
Moo, moo, moo.
Moo, moo, moo.
Moo, moo, moo.
That's it.
Moo, moo, moo.
Yeah.
Moo, moo, moo.
You gotta